Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. Bill Bartholomew here with you for another new episode of Rhode Island's podcast of record, where today we welcome Todd Rywalt, who is the owner of EnviroMaster here in Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, a cleaning company that specializes in deep cleaning and disinfecting. And guess what? You know, as we plunge deep into a New England winter, the holiday season, so on and so forth, and the word of a new variant of COVID-19, all of a sudden, disinfecting and cleaning, just a basic thing, right? Well, now it's back at the forefront of the conversation and our minds. There's no question about it. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of commercial grade expertise in this area. So I thought it was great to have Todd on the show today to just kind of break down from a business standpoint how you can get ahead of the curve on this stuff, and then how that translates to you out there on an individual basis. So important stuff. I mean, sometimes you just got to go back to basics, and in an area that seems basic, but actually there's a lot of expertise in this particular industry, and it's something that we can all apply to our daily lives. So as always, thanks so much for hopping on. Remember to follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Bill Bartholomew, and join the Bartholomew Town Podcast Facebook group. If you want to support the show, there's a few ways you can do so. Follow, rate, and review wherever you're listening right now. Go ahead and share an episode. And if you want to go a step further, for as little as $3 per month, simply head to patreon.com/BartholomewTown, where you may become a B-Town insider. You may also click the support link wherever you're listening right now. All right, so today we have what ends up being a pretty timely conversation with, the general consciousness around COVID was shifting, I guess you'd say, in a positive direction in terms of people weren't obsessing over it on a regular basis as they were for most of the last 2 years. However, with word of a new variant, so on and so forth, becomes that much more re-entered into our daily conversation. And that presents a lot of challenges for obviously individuals, but also for businesses. So today our guest is going to kind of explain his work, his firm's work in trying to address these broad concerns around germs, for lack of a better term. So I guess if you could kind of set it up and tell us about who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So my name is Todd Rywalt, and I run and own the local EnviroMaster services franchise. And we are part of a national disinfection and sanitization company. We service the state of Rhode Island and Southeast Mass also. And what we really do is we offer disinfection services, standardized solutions that most people don't have access to themselves, allowing them to protect their business and stop the spread of infectious disease, which what we've found and studies show really is the epicenter of that is the restroom at most locations. It's the place that everyone touches. It's the entranceway to the establishment, and then it's the entranceway and the restrooms themselves where everyone puts their hands and then touches their face. Everyone coughs. So we provide a service that it acts in addition to your typical cleaning company that may come into a restaurant, a gym, an office. And what we do takes what they do to the next level. They're doing kind of an aesthetic cleaning. We kind of liken it to, they are like brushing your teeth every day. We're like going to the dentist. You go to the dentist, you take care of everything that's important. And then when you do brush your teeth, now it means something. So we do that really, focused deep cleaning that people just either aren't willing or able to do themselves. And so when they do have those daily cleanings, somebody comes in and does a quick wipe down, it's much more effective after having done this type of deep cleaning.
So you came from Hasbro. How did you get into this business?
And so I was in the toy business in different capacities for 25 years. And most recently, I was running the North American business for a smaller toy company last year. And then COVID hit and it forced them to reevaluate their portfolio. And they decided not to be in the toy business as deeply going forward. And it made me step back and say, you know what, I would like to go out and find a job that I'm going to be the, you know, the person who's in charge of my career going forward. Did some research. My wife was actually the director of a school. And at the same time, we were researching solutions for her business for COVID because, you know, they were concerned that they might not be able to have in-person learning again at the school. So we were already going down that path. So I started looking at businesses I would like to be in. My wife was in a business that needed sanitizing and disinfection. And as those two things started to overlap, I came across EnviroMaster and found that they were really the only national company that was providing this type of service. They were going to be a good solution for her business. And for us, it was a great decision to pursue that and help other people in, you know, Rhode Island, Southeast Mass, do those same sorts of things for their businesses.
Obviously, your timing was pretty wild. You know, you enter into this space right at the onset of COVID-19 in terms of, at least here in our region. How did the pandemic and the increased attention on cleaning protocols impact your business?
So a funny situation is that on both sides, it helped them on the emergency spray part of our business and getting to customers that were open and needing to stay open to provide essential services. But on the other side of our business, it shut a lot of people down who were already customers. So we were able to kind of stay flat, which is quite an accomplishment during the pandemic, by servicing the customers who did need to stay open, which took the place of a lot of the business we lost for folks who couldn't stay open during the pandemic. But, you know, they were on suspension. And when they did come back, they came back. We kind of said, like, you know, the summer of, you know, we said like the revenge summer. So they came back with, you know, extra business. Just suddenly, all of a sudden, they couldn't find enough help to stay open as much as they'd like to because people were coming back with a vengeance. So, you know, we found ourselves in that situation where those businesses that had been shut down started to come back. The businesses that we had maintained all along were still going strong. So we were able to help folks during the pandemic. And then as they came back and opened up again from the pandemic, they were ready to start service again. And you know, what we do is not specific just to COVID. We've been in business for, you know, back into the 80s. Our company has been working with businesses to address health and safety at the workplace. You know, whether it was SARS or MRSA, we've been spraying for viruses going back, you know, 20 years, helping folks out.
Yeah, of course, cleaning and disinfecting services is something that predates COVID by a wide margin. Did the pandemic change the thinking at all behind how businesses thought about this area? You know, I guess, are cleaning protocols more strict than they've been in the past? And do you see this as a permanent change? Like once we get past, you know, I think about masking and hand sanitizers, you know, obviously, hopefully there's a point where the mask is not commonplace, but hey, there are countries and perhaps here people will continue to wear the mask if they're not feeling well and they go to the grocery store. People are probably going to use hand sanitizer on a regular basis more and more. Do you think the things that are coming into play right now on the business side are going to be permanent changes going forward?
Yeah, I think that you're seeing people have hygiene and taking care of germs on the top of mind now, much more so than ever. Our customers are seeing that they've got fewer people calling out sick because now that they've been treating their businesses, you know, things like the common cold and the normal flu that we get every year, there's fewer incidences at these places because they've been masked up. They've been using hand sanitizers, but they've also been treating all their surfaces, you know, with disinfectant now. I hadn't been thinking about that in the past because we didn't know that it was so important, or at least weren't paying attention to it as closely as we are now. So you're seeing more and more of that. There could be a lot more people doing more of this, I think, right now because people's budgets are tight. They're not doing as much business as they may have been before the pandemic. So they're still being a little concerned with it. They're trying to do a lot of these things on their own. A lot of the solutions, they're trying to buy their own equipment, which shows that there is a lot more attention being paid to health and safety in their workplace.
You're in the commercial sector. Are there any target industries, I guess, that you tend to work with? I mean, restaurants come to mind, things like that. But what kind of, where does your business take you for the most part?
Yeah, you nailed it. Restaurants by far are the customers that need us the most and have the most utilized public-facing restrooms. And they also have kitchens that could use a really good deep cleaning. So restaurants have been a core of our business, but gyms, office spaces, schools, small manufacturing companies. Those are the type of folks who, they have to be in business. They have to be open to the public. They also have a lot of employees that they're looking to take care of, and they don't want those folks to get sick. They don't want somebody to suddenly have COVID and have to quarantine a big part of their business, or, in the smaller businesses, instance, maybe the whole business has to shut down for a couple of weeks. So you're seeing more and more folks paying attention to that and looking for solutions. And so in those industries, those are the ideal folks for us to come in and help.
This episode is brought to you by Elmwood Songwriters Club, presented by B-Town. It's a monthly showcase featuring 7 artists from all around the region. With the order drawn at random, each artist performs 2 songs. You can find details about when the next event is here in Providence by following me on Twitter and Instagram at Bill Bartholomew. One of the issues that we face right now as a society is people who are addressing their own careers, their own jobs. And in some cases, this is at least in part led to staffing shortages in various sectors, oftentimes the hospitality sector and restaurants in particular. Are you finding that businesses are outsourcing cleaning protocols to a firm such as yours on a more regular basis, kind of as a part of that, hey, we don't have the staff we used to have, and this is a job that requires a certain level of expertise and equipment and personnel and so on and so forth? Is that increasing, that outsourcing?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing more folks paying attention to that, reaching out to us. Not as many as there should be, quite frankly. A lot of folks, they are short-staffed. And we have found, we have hard data that shows that the single most unpalatable job at a restaurant is going and cleaning the restrooms. Mm-hmm. No one wants to do it. If you're a server, you're a busser, or you're cleaning dishes, and then suddenly somebody says, hey, stop doing that, go clean the restrooms, that is the single worst job at the restaurant. No one wants to do it. And chances are, when you're already strapped for help, that person's going to leave. They don't want to go clean the toilets. They don't want to stop doing what they're doing in the kitchen, go and clean the restrooms. We take that burden off of them. It's kind of the dirty job no one wants to do. And when it's the job that nobody wants to do, no one's going to do it well. Sure. A job like that, so our folks are equipped with the right chemicals and the right materials to go in and really scrub all of the fixtures, the floors, and everything to get rid of germs that cause disease and attack that in a way that no kind of overnight cleaning crew or staff on hand is going to do that with. They're focused on the aesthetics. Just if you could see it, we'll wipe it off. Whereas we'll go in and actually kill germs. We use the proper hospital grade disinfectants that are going to get to that stuff.
COVID has changed or impacted, I should say, in an extreme manner, schools. There's no doubt about that. We've seen closures here recently. Pilgrim comes to mind, as well as other schools. And I think Burrillville recently had a closing. One of the Coventry schools did. Do you get calls to do these emergency deep cleans at schools when there's an outbreak of, it could be not just COVID, but in general, when there's some kind of, hey, look, we've got a number of flu cases, we've got a lot of people with a cold. Do you kind of come in and almost like in a fireman mentality, go in and do these types of deep cleans?
So we've had more of that at smaller school systems. Big school systems have a plan and a protocol in place. They've got a lot of the same materials that we would have on hand. But the smaller schools, one-off schools, they don't have that ability. We can come in and do those emergency and even weekly treatments for them. The big school districts, they've got full janitorial staffs. if they're looking to equip those folks with all of the right materials. Often, unfortunately, we find that they just have somebody with a rag and disinfectant going around wiping things down. We don't like to see that too often because it really isn't as effective as an electrostatic treatment like we would provide, where there is no hands-on going on. There's no pushing a virus from one side of a desk to the other like you see when you're just wiping things down. So they are making the effort. And right out of the gate, the state of Rhode Island was great about mobilizing everybody to make that effort. And so they do a lot of that stuff in-house. We could certainly help and help them be more effective in some cases. But a lot of them, what they'll do is they will shut down for a bit, and they will have somebody come in and do that. Usually it's a big scale remediation type company that'll come in and do some of that. We could certainly help at just about any scale for them, because what we do is very much in line with what you'd see happening at hospitals, blood centers. We use the same sort of solution that they would use.
Based on your expertise and experience so far, what would your advice be to school districts to get ahead of this? So, is there a service you provide on a regular basis that you can come in and sort of say, hey, look, for the most part, we can guarantee that what we're doing greatly decreases the odds that you're going to have some sort of viral outbreak here?
Now, that you use the right words for it. There's no complete guarantee, but you could certainly help them with the odds. The key is to treat these things preventatively. Spray the location, not after someone's been sick, but in advance of when they were going to have people that are going to be sick, because you know people are going to contract the virus. So if you're doing regular treatments, the hospital grade disinfectant that we use and most of these folks are going to use will last 7 to 9 days if it's applied regularly. So get ahead of it. Don't wait for your student body to suddenly come down with COVID and now have to quarantine them. If they're treating the location in advance and treating it regularly, you're going to have fewer people who are going to come down with that sickness, because it's not going to be transferred from person to person as easily.
I guess kind of last area here, when obviously you're in the commercial space and as we've discussed over these last 15 minutes or so, but anyone listening out there right now, we do have a lot of business owners, of course, that listen, but just people in their own homes, if they are an entrepreneur of any kind, what's your advice to them as we enter into the winter season? We've got this variant coming, the flu, colds, you name it. What's your advice to people to just sort of get ahead of this on a practical basis? Because then there's also, I know somebody who's in my industry who, even before the pandemic, they would have the Clorox wipes. They'd be wiping the mic down, the keyboard, the doorknob to get into the studio, so on and so forth. Is that the right mentality to take?
I think the same strategy that I mentioned with the schools would apply to all businesses. There's 50 to 60,000 businesses with this type of, public facing restroom and entryway in Rhode Island. And if they're not getting out ahead of this, they're just going to be reactive and they'll end up quarantining and they're going to have those issues. If they think about how can I, approach that, dentist versus brushing your teeth mentality, where you do the full treatment and then the subsequent follow-ups, you don't have to now suddenly have that crisis situation or you're in an emergency where you need to have somebody coming in with a full, Tyvek suit and goggles to spray down your location. If you get ahead of it and you're just having regular treatments, it's obviously an added expense to them, but it's a lot less than they think it's going to be. Especially when you're working with companies that have been doing this for a long time, you get out ahead of it. It's affordable. It actually is very effective. And when you do have your overnight cleaning staff or somebody in house do what they do, their job is going to be a lot more effective too, because now you've already been sanitized. You're not just kind of pushing around the germs with a rag or a string mop in your place. You've actually treated your location, and now anything you do that's aesthetic contributes to that germ-free environment.
How can people get a hold of you if they want to utilize your services?
You could find us at enviromaster.com. You could search our local location, would come up quickly, or they could just give us a call directly at 401-429-0747. That's our office line. We've always got somebody manning that, and you know, we're always available to come out, whether it be an emergency or to get somebody on a preventative program.
Rhode Island's podcast of record, B-Town. At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.